So how good are these polls? With the dust settling on the Coalition's shock victory on Saturday's general election, there's one burning question, and how did these polls get it so wrong? Max Tillman asked the ABC's resident election whisperer, Anthony Green, did anyone see this coming?
I've seen elections where there was a surprise result. I've seen elections like 1993 where the government that was behind in the polls won. I've been in situations like, say, the Keating victory in 1993. There was clear volatility in the electorate in the 12 months before. There had been swings backwards and forwards between the major parties. What is unusual in this election is that there was a swing to the government when there hadn't been a poll in a long, long, long time that did anything other than report 51 or 52% to Labor. So there seemed to be nothing but stability in the voting patterns. And then on election day, we got something else. So I don't think that's sign that the voters made a late change. I think it's a sign that there's something wrong with the method that was being used to measure opinion polls before the election.
And if you had control over that methodology, what exactly would you be changing, first of all?
Well, I don't have control. The issue with polling is that the newspapers pay for polling. The companies that do the polling do it as a loss leader. They don't make money out of this. They do it for prestige, and you may find that some companies pull out of doing it altogether, which is certainly what's happened in Britain, is the embarrassment of bad election polling has caused some of them to pull out of polling. In Australia, well, if your company, it'll just result in there being fewer polls published in newspapers, because if the prices of them go up, there'll be fewer commissioned. So it's a trade-off. If people don't like the opinion polls being wrong, the only solution is to spend a lot more money on them, but the media don't make a lot of money, so how are they going to spend more money? So I think the solution will be you'll see fewer opinion polls.
So are we, first of all, likely to know the outcome of the last in-doubt seats by the end of the day?
I think Macquarie will be take longest to resolve, and then maybe Chisholm. But I think Lilly and Cowan should be resolved some stage today, and Bass, I think, should become clearer for the government.
The word of the day is the inaccuracy of the polls. Now, you did speak about it briefly during the election coverage. You spoke about a change in methodology for a lot of the polls that we rely on. What exactly do you mean by this?
Well, polls used to be done by random samples of the electorate. They'd start with the electoral roll, match them up with name, phone numbers, and ring them at home. But landlines have become rarer and rarer, and so companies have moved away from relying entirely on landlines. Particularly, we're trying to get younger voters. And there's a lot more use of mobile phones and also robocalling. And I think that's built some real, instead of getting samples of the electorate, you're getting sort of samples which then have to be weighted by age and gender and stuff. And I think that's starting to be reflected in inaccuracies in the polls.
It's obviously, to a lot of political commentators, a shock that the Liberal Party managed to pull this off. Were there signs in the numbers for a while that this might happen, or did it genuinely come out of the blue?
There was no sign of a 4.5% swing to the coalition in Queensland in any published opinion poll.
One of the big factors, particularly in Queensland, to boil it down really, is that Queenslanders don't like being told what to do. So do you think that there is that sort of negative effect?
Well, that's not to do with polling. That's to do with, in particular, to do with the Adani protest rally, which visited all those countries, all those towns in North Queensland where there seems to have been massive swings against the Labor Party. So I think that's what that references to. I don't think the opinion polls are the cause of people changing, of the result changing. There doesn't seem to be any difference in the early voting versus the on-the-day votes at this stage that I've seen.
A lot of talk has generated around pre-polling. Is that something that you think the government will address? And do you think that it's something that could potentially be a bigger factor in future elections now that a larger portion of Australians pre-polled than ever before?
Well, the two problems that are occurring with pre-polling is, one, the sheer volume of it, which makes it difficult to count on the night. It may be they resort to counting earlier in the day and releasing the figures after six as a way of getting around the problem. That may well be one solution. Another one that's been suggested is cutting shorter the period of pre-poll voting. So rather than 3 weeks, it'd be done over a week and a half or 2 weeks. I think there might be some arguments for delaying the start of pre-poll voting a little bit just so the commission can be better organised in terms of getting ballot papers distributed. But I'd hate to see pre-polling shortened if all that happened was that the parties stepped in by encouraging more and more postal voting as a result. The parties prefer postal voting because they get someone's name, they send them how-to-vote cards, and they think they can influence the pre-poll vote. They think they can influence a postal vote, whereas actually getting to pre-poll voters is a lot more labour-intensive.
Malcolm Turnbull, one of the big justifications for his spill of Abbott was consecutive news polls. Do you think that over time the electorate and politicians are going to stop using political polling as a tool in the same way they do now?
Well, they all do internal polling for their own internal purposes and for messaging and the like. It'd be interesting to know whether they're going to change the way that's done, because you know, everything we've heard suggests that the party's internal polling wasn't that dissimilar from the public polling in the media. Whether the media continue to do that polling, continue to use the polling, buy for polling, will be interesting to see.
Anthony Green, ABC's election analyst, ending that interview with Max Tillman.